Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. All set for swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a third consecutive term. Leaders from neighbouring countries to attend the ceremony in Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi unanimously elected as Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson. Meteorological Department forecasts fresh spell of heat wave over northwest India from tomorrow. Progress of monsoon normal in the country. UN includes Israel and Hamas in its annual report on violations against children in armed conflicts. And in French Open tennis, Iga Swiatek wins women's singles title, third time in a row, beating Jasmine Paolini in the final. The stage is all set for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre to take place at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi will take oath as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The ceremony will be held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow. The President will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi and the members of the Union Council of Ministers. Yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form the new government after Mr. Modi had met her and staked claim to form the new government. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Modi had been elected leader of the BJP Parliamentary Party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, and Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, have already arrived in New Delhi. Presidents of Sri Lanka and the Maldives, Prime Ministers of Mauritius, Nepal and Bhutan, and Vice President of Seychelles will attend the ceremony. The invited leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. More from our correspondent.
The visit of the leaders to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his third consecutive term is in keeping with the highest priority accorded by India to its neighbourhood first policy and security and growth for all in the region Sagar vision. In addition to participating in the swearing-in ceremony, the leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Delhi Police has taken stringent measures to ensure security during the event. Delhi Police has prohibited flying of subconventional aerial platforms, including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and 10th of this month. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Akashwani Delhi will broadcast the running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 p.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashwani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashwani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashwani. Capital Akashwani stations in Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chennai, Cuttack, Guwahati, Hyderabad, Imphal, Kolkata, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram will broadcast the commentary in their regional languages on their state networks, which will be relayed by all primary channels and local radio stations in these states. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi has been unanimously elected as the Congress Parliamentary Party CPP chairperson. Talking to media this evening, party leader Rajiv Shukla said she has accepted the post. Earlier today, the extended Congress Working Committee, CWC, has unanimously passed a resolution requesting senior party leader Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi, senior Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said the Working Committee believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition.
CWC unanimously requested Sri Rahul Gandhiji to take the leader of the opposition position in Lok Sabha. During this election, we raised so many issues, price rise, agri-work issues, women issues, social justice issues. These issues have to be continued in a greater manner inside the parliament also. In the current scenario of Indian politics, for a better and strong, vigilant opposition, those who want to protect the constitution also, should be safe under the leadership of Rahul Gandhiji as a leader of opposition.
Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh added that the recent elections serve as a booster dose for the Congress party. He noted that the party will conduct a thorough analysis of its election performance at the state level. Earlier, in the opening remarks at the meeting, party president Mallikarjun Kharge congratulated the newly elected members of the party who fought and won the elections despite adverse circumstances. He said the Congress party got immense support from people across the country for saving democracy and the constitution. Amid the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister of Odisha, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony of the BJP government on Monday. The ceremony will be held at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar after the meeting of the BJP's legislature party scheduled on the same day morning. Meanwhile, action has shifted to Delhi, where the party's parliamentary board is likely to take a final call on it. The BJP's 78-member legislature party meeting has been convened to formally elect the leader in the presence of party central observers. Several names of chief minister probables are doing the rounds. More from our Odisha correspondent.
With the suspense over the name of the first BJP Chief Minister of Odisha continuing, State Unit Party President Manmohan Samal, who returned from Delhi this evening, said that the BJP Parliamentary Board, the highest decision-making body, will take a final call on the issue. The BJP's legislature party is scheduled to meet on Monday in presence of central observers, where the name of the new Chief Minister will be decided with consensus. The names which are doing rounds include six-time MP and former Union Minister Jewel Oram, former Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, and senior leader from Western Odisha, Suresh Pujari. Among all the names, only Pujari is an MLA who won from Radraj Nagar Assembly constituency. The swearing-in ceremony is likely to be attended by Prime Minister Designate Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, senior BJP leader Amit Shah, along with chief ministers of several NDA ruled states. The BJP had a resounding victory in the Odisha Assembly elections by winning 78 of the 147 seats, leaving 51 for BJD, 14 for Congress and 4 for others. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has said the whole process of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2024, has been very transparent and the integrity of the examination throughout the country was not compromised. The examination was held on the 5th of May and the result was declared on 4th June. Addressing media in New Delhi over the issues raised by the candidates, Director General NTA Subodh Kumar Singh said there was no paper leak. He said the issue concerning the NEET exam is related to 6 centres and 1,600 candidates who lost time due to wrong distribution of question paper. He said a high-powered committee has been formed to revisit the grace marks awarded to these candidates due to loss of time.
हमने एक कमेटी बनाई है जो ग्रीवांस रिडरसल कमेटी ने जो रिकमेंडेशंस दी थी उसके बेसिस पे एक बार फिर से उसको पूरा एग्जामिन करेगी. ये 23 लाख जो बच्चे अपीयर हुए थे इसमें से केवल 1600 बच्चों का इशू है. 4750 सेंटर के बजाय ये 6 सेंटर का इशू है. इसको हमारी कमेटी एग्जामिन करेगी और उसके ऊपर जो रिकमेंडेशंस आएंगी उसके ऊपर फिर हम निर्णय लेंगे.
The United Nations has included Israel and Hamas in its annual list of shame, part of a report documenting violations against children in armed conflicts. This is the first time both entities have appeared on this list, which already features groups and nations such as Russia, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Afghanistan, Iraq, Myanmar, Somalia, Yemen, and Syria. The inclusion of Israel is particularly notable as it marks the first time a democratic country has been listed. The decision stems from allegations of rights violations against children during armed conflicts. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded sharply, stating the IDF is the most moral army in the world and no delusional decision by the UN will change that. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave to commence over northwest India from tomorrow. On the other hand, heat wave conditions are likely to continue over parts of east and east central India, Uttar Pradesh and northeast Madhya Pradesh for the next 5 days. Meanwhile, the southwest monsoon is progressing at its normal pace in the country. Talking to Akashwani, IMD scientist Dr. R. K. Jenamani said, southwest monsoon is advancing over South Maharashtra, mainly South Konkan and Telangana, and it has also advanced over South Chhattisgarh, South Odisha and some more parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh today. He added that orange and red alert warnings have been issued for the ongoing spell over southern parts of the country, including central Maharashtra, for the next 3 days.
The southwest monsoon continue to advance over South Maharashtra, mainly South Konkan and parts of Telangana, and also it has advanced over South Chhattisgarh and extends to Odisha, covering Malkanagiri. The ongoing spell covering the Karnataka coast, Konkan and Goa, and also for the Madhya Maharashtra, mainly the south area. We have given orange and red color warning for next 3 days. Temperature has reduced and it remains around 41 to 43 degrees over northwest and central India. For the thunderstorm and gusty wind, mainly the eastern India covering Odisha, Jharkhand, Bengal and Bihar, we have given thunderstorm warning for next 2 days.
And the sports news: in the French Open tennis, world number one Iga Świątek of Poland has won the women's singles title for the third time in a row. She beat first-time Italy's Jasmine Paolini 6-2, 6-1 at Roland Garros in Paris today. She is only the third woman in the Open era to clinch 3 straight French Open titles. The men's singles final will be played between Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev tomorrow. Alcaraz aims to join the prestigious list of Spanish champions at Roland Garros as he appears in his first French Open final. He registered an impressive 5-set semi-final victory over Jannik Sinner yesterday. Zverev secured his place in the final by overcoming 7th seed Casper Ruud in 4 sets. In the FIH Hockey Pro League match, Germany emerged victorious over India 4-2 despite the promising start shown by the men in blue. India had an impressive start as their counter-attacking prowess and tenacious midfield tackles set the stage for a rapid goal-scoring spree, ending in a commanding 2-0 lead. However, the tide turned in the third quarter when Germany's relentless pressure began to show on the Indian performance. The Indian defence faltered under the sustained German attack. India and Pakistan are set for a high-stakes clash in the T20 World Cup tomorrow. Team India will face arch rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time, with live streaming and telecast available in India. India, led by Rohit Sharma, began their campaign with an emphatic 8-wicket win over Ireland. In contrast, Babar Azam's Pakistan suffered a surprising super-over defeat to the USA in Dallas. In Ladakh, to support specially abled children of Kargil, Special Olympics Bharat organized a mega screening event in Kargil. The event was organized in collaboration with the Voluntary Medicare Society and Bakeria Healthcare and Research Center. Over 200 children underwent extensive medical checkups for potential participation in the Special Olympics 2024. This comprehensive screening ensures that the children receive the necessary medical evaluations, paving the way for their inclusion in the prestigious sporting event. Information and Broadcasting Ministry will organize a variety of programs to create awareness about the common yoga protocol, along with awareness about the benefits of practicing yoga. Public service broadcaster Prasar Bharati will broadcast and telecast different programs through the Doordarshan and Akashwani network. Akashwani will broadcast programs to promote yoga as a way of life and for the overall wellness of people, in collaboration with Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. The Consulate General of India, Jaffna, in Sri Lanka organized a special workshop on therapeutic yoga for healthy life on Thursday. The event saw the participation of several dignitaries, including Consul General of India, Sai Murli, as well as Chief Secretary, Northern Province, L. Ilangovan, among others. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All set for swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a third consecutive term. Leaders from neighbouring countries to attend the ceremony in Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi unanimously elected as Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson. Meteorological Department forecasts fresh spell of heat wave over northwest India from tomorrow. Progress of monsoon normal in the country. UN includes Israel and Hamas in its annual report on violations against children in armed conflicts. And in French Open tennis, Iga Świątek wins women's singles title third time in a row, beating Jasmine Paolini in the final. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.